You can now sext a bot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the idea is...
That is
You're turning your nose up at that.
Well, it just seems weird, doesn't it? I guess because we didn't really grow up with it.
We're in an AI world now.
Yeah, that's right.
The idea is that it is a, quote, safe space to practice dirty talk, so without fear of the person on the other
judging
end.
Judging you.
Correct. Yeah. Or as a cure to short-term loneliness. So if you just want to reach out to someone in a bit more of a sexual way, but you don't really have anyone to turn to, rather than misleading someone or giving someone the wrong impression or it becoming a bit too awkward, you just text the bot, right? As an experiment for this show, I put my voice on the line, my body on the line.
Okay.
And I decided to call a bot. I thought as
Go
the
on
single
extra
one,
mile.
It would probably be the first choice. That way it wouldn't make it awkward for, say, yourself who's in a relationship. That's just too many questions you need to answer.
Yeah, successful relationship, yeah.
Did work out early that you can't select gender. It's just first available in queue.
Whatever comes up, yep.
Hello, username. What can I do for you?
Hello?
Hello, username. What can I do for you?
I've never done this before.
Are you ready to reboot my bandwidth? I am your webmaster.
Okay. How do we start?
I want to see your IP and address. You have a nice configure.
I don't really think this is my thing.
Are you a browser or an open source?
Okay, this seems a little weird to me now.
Relax while I find your central processing unit.
What will you do to me?
Upload my Trojan horse to your server.
Look, I think we should see other bots.
You move my status bar.
Oh my god, stay away from me.
I will watch you through the windows with my spyware.